Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today, I'm talking with Lisa Converse, who's with iHeartMedia. Before we go any further, I know what you're wondering. Is Lisa Converse related to the wonderful, iconic Converse sneakers? I wonder the same thing, and sadly for me, she is not. However, I'm happy to say that she told me she regularly rocks the Chuck Taylor All-Stars from Converse. If my name was on the shoe, I would too. The other thing you're wondering is, what the heck does iHeartMedia have to do with residential service? Well, that is what you're going to find out. So Lisa Converse, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Well, hi, David. It's nice to meet you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So tell me a bit about what you do with iHeart, your background, and how you ended up with iHeartMedia.
Well, first of all, thank you for the great introduction there. Quick sidebar, I will tell you a little story, is that when I was younger, I may have fibbed a couple times in my elementary years and definitely alluded that I was attached to the Converse shoe family. So there's many people in my small town in upstate New York who might think differently of the reality there.
Well, they're probably not listening to this podcast. So, you know, your secret is still safe.
You know, you have to have a leg up.
Good for you.
Thanks. Well, I've been with iHeart, to get back to your question, I've been with iHeart for 15 years. Previously, ahead of getting into the media field, I was a restaurateur. I worked for Blooming Brand for a very long time. I was a general manager, was almost a proprietor, and then kind of went into private restaurant management and got out of corporate America just for a short bit, and then kind of got recruited over to iHeartMedia from a fellow colleague from a previous job who wanted me to come work for her, who had gotten a job at the time with Clear Channel, way back before it was iHeart. We've been a couple different names over the years. And that was 15 years ago. And honestly, I still love it as much today as I did then, that it seems like I don't envision myself in a different field. I guess that's what I'll say, is that this is definitely meant for me. It's something new and exciting every day. And there's always knowledge to be learned in the field to help our local clients succeed in their businesses. So it keeps me driving every single day still. So that's just a little history there. But what I do for iHeart is I am an account manager. So I pretty much help businesses, mostly in the home service sector, really help achieve goals, right? Help grow the business, help with leveraging the brand in a thoughtful way, and helping with lead acquisition. All of those things kind of fall under my purview. But I think the joy in my job really is to connect with so many people every single day, different walks of life, and truly making an impact on that bottom line, right? I think for me, the most enjoyable part of the shop is really from a strategy perspective and thinking through what the needs of those local home service companies are and really putting together something that's going to accomplish those goals. There are a lot of companies who kind of lead with a package selling mentality, if you will, and that's definitely not me or iHeart. Everything we do is truly bespoke and created with the intent of the client's goals in mind.
So Lisa, iHeartMedia is a very large company. It's got a lot of different divisions. Can you talk us through a little bit about the different divisions and what iHeartMedia does?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, David. So iHeartMedia really is our umbrella company. And there are a few different divisions to iHeartMedia, but holistically, iHeartMedia really represents 850, we call them terrestrial radio stations, but your in-car listening radio stations, we have 850 of those across 165 markets in the U.S. So we really do kind of lead the charge in that audio space and providing, you know, news, content, weather, and companionship in-car, free. And that gives people the opportunity to really listen anywhere, right? To any station they want, anywhere on the go. But what it also has given us the ability to do is get an abundant amount of first-party data. And why I really bring that up is that today we have 165 million registered users. And bringing that back down to how that kind of relates to home services is we truly leverage that data from a targeting perspective, right? So we're able to get really granular in terms of localizing campaigns to be able to have those brands shine and lead aggregate on a local level, all with targeting in mind. So obviously for Service Nation, what's really viable is making sure that we're really resonating with a verified home, right? I mean, I just think there's a lot of companies that have big plans and strategies, and they're not really hyper-focused on making sure that they're reaching that decision maker and that homeowner. And I think from my perspective, that's probably the most key component to any marketing campaign or strategy that somebody in that industry can leverage. So we really pride ourselves on being an audio company first and foremost, but we truly are a data company as well. And so we can bring a lot of data and targeting to the table, as well as a big portfolio of attribution models. So very big on measurement.
Let me segue on this for just a second. So if I'm listening to a radio station in Dallas, where I live, I'm getting pretty much local ads. If I go to Minneapolis and I'm listening to the radio station, I'm getting local ads. But I think what you're saying is, if I were listening to the iHeartRadio app, first of all, if I was in Minneapolis, I could be listening to the Dallas station that I always listen to. But even if I was in Minneapolis and I was listening to a radio station there, you know, iHeartRadio realizes who I am. So am I getting targeted ads for me no matter where I am in the country?
That is correct.
That's awesome.
No, it's amazing. It is true. They are dynamically inserted. So they are real-time inserted to make sure that it's relevant marketing. Everything that we do really, whether it's local, regional or national, we definitely have that geography in mind with our targeting, and the ads are dynamically inserted. Another tidbit about our platform with iHeartRadio is that we are platform agnostic. And what that means is we don't really care where you consume your podcast or you're streaming from. If it is an iHeartRadio property, you can access it through any of the other platforms, but the ad will still carry with you. So we'll be able to serve that ad and that message to anyone as long as they're listening to iHeart content, but it doesn't matter where they listen through, right? We're not trying to change people's habits. We really just want to be accessible to everyone everywhere.
Wow, that is so incredibly powerful. And so I think you're also saying, because you've got a lot of data on the people that are listening, that means you can be targeting somebody that is more likely to be a homeowner than just somebody that is driving in a car in the local market. Is that also correct?
Absolutely. So that's really the forefront of any initiative that I really try and put together for a local home service company, is making sure that I'm leaning into targeting verified homeowners. A lot of these companies, at the end of the day, that really, to me, is the only criteria, right? It's just making sure that they are a homeowner, unless you are such a big company that you really want to brand to the upcoming segment that are maybe soon to be, but we definitely don't have a lack of data. But I think another interesting point to bring into this conversation outside of our data is leveraging that home service company's data, right? A lot of the companies that I work with, they have a robust amount of first-party data. They've been in a business a long time where they've had an acquisition, and there's some really unique things that we can do leveraging their data, right? I mean, there's probably not more of an ideal customer than who they already have as an active customer, right? So why not try and leverage that opportunity and that data that they have for targeting? And we could do that a few different ways. We could bring it into our universe. We can create lookalike audiences. We can just get smart and really find out where those people live within your footprint. Sometimes it's just really as easy as kind of looking at best performing zip codes and leaning into those. So there's just a lot of things that we can do. And it's, again, not just comes from our platform and our data, but it's just being smart at leveraging the opportunity that's at hand.
So if I was a contractor and I said, this zip code looks like a really rich zip code to me, it's the one I want to go after, you guys could target the homeowners in that zip code for them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say that one zip code doesn't really have much scale to it, right? So we would definitely come back with a recommendation that made sense. We just want to make sure that there is scale enough to make sure that we can deliver impressions inside that footprint. So typically it wouldn't be one zip code, but I absolutely have worked a handful of campaigns where there is only 10 to 15 zip codes and they're just not ready to go county level, or they're maybe potentially doing some beta testing, right? And they kind of want to see the results of different pockets of their metro area.
Wow, that is incredible. What a great opportunity. I mean, that is, frankly, the objection that people have a lot of times to radio in general, is that you can't be very selective about who gets it. But with this tool, with you guys, you can be incredibly selective. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. So, I mean, outside of podcasting and streaming, we pretty much have a digital division. I mean, we definitely are posed to be the leader in the digital space. So with that, we definitely have some other capabilities that I leverage a lot of times. And sometimes it seems to be when I'm working with home service companies that are in a real, real small rural area, there definitely are situations where there might not be enough impressions to have a healthy campaign, right? And then we need to look at what other opportunities are there to make sure that we can have a thoughtful campaign that's going to generate results, give you a return, and still meet goals of reaching that homeowner. And so we do have a really robust portfolio of digital offerings as well. Everything from streaming TV, targeted digital TV, to targeted display, social across eight different platforms.
What does targeted display mean?
What I mean by a display ad is truly just a targeted online display ad, reaching a homeowner through visual display. But like I mentioned before, we also have additional offerings that can reach that homeowner, such as targeted streaming TV, which a lot of people refer to as OTT nowadays. I know I don't have a hardline cable anymore. I don't know if you do, David.
Nope.
No, most people want to save 50% on that cable bill, right? So most people don't even realize that they are digital TV subscribers. And they kind of just view it as traditional TV, but truly it's a different asset. It's looked at as a digital strategy, if you will, and it's bought like digital. It's far different than a traditional television campaign. And it's a lot more targeted. It has a full suite of attribution opportunity that comes with it, and it's a lot more cost effective.
And you guys can provide that as well.
Absolutely. That's probably one of the other tactics that I personally lean into most outside of the iHeart owned and operated opportunities, just because it doesn't matter how small your footprint is. You can be a real, real small guy in a small rural area, and there's still going to be opportunity there to be able to leverage into that digital TV space or via iHeart Radio. So those two that typically complement each other very well.
I want to talk about the ads that contractors run. A lot of contractors, they're great at running their businesses. They're great at the technical aspects of their business, but they're not necessarily savvy developers of advertising or audio content for advertising. Is that something that you guys help with also?
100%. That's in our wheelhouse. We are an audio company, so that's really what we do best. So behind me, I have an army, literally an army. Me, David, right down to a creative hub that handholds the entire process. It starts with me, but my team really helps execute everything. So we talk with the client, we find out what the goals are, what the offerings are, kind of what those initiatives look like, and then we bring it to life in an audio long form space. So it typically starts with the process of where we'll get the ideas from the client or kind of where their head's at with offerings, and then we bring it to life through a script, right? And that script could be different lengths. It could be a 15-second script, it could be a 30, it could be a 60. So the messaging can change there in terms of the length. But it's a very step-by-step, easy process. We hold the client's hand the entire way, but it's really just bringing it to life in a script, fine-tuning that with the client to make sure that it aligns with everything that we've discussed and where their vision is, and then going to full production, right? So sometimes it takes a couple tries to get it perfect for the client, but it's a very easy, quick, turnkey process, start to finish, about 72 hours to, you know, get scripts and get complete production done. And there is no additional charge for that when it comes to anything in the audio space. Again, that really is the forefront of our business, and that's included with any campaign that you do with iHeart. We provide full production services. That's just part of the partnership.
Wow, that's incredible. You guys really make it easy.
We try to be that one-stop shop, kind of. I mean, think of us like a marketing agency because of the tools and the resources that we do have to really help the process start to finish for a client.
So Peter Galanek said that I needed to make sure I ask you if contractors are able to use manufacturing co-op advertising funds for the projects that contractors do with iHeartMedia.
100%. We strongly encourage that. Why wouldn't you? Right. So typically that's something that I bring up in all of my initial conversations. It does change the course of the conversation, right? Because depending on what co-op they want to leverage, we have to be cognizant of that integration of the brand into the creative. But that is easy enough, right? We just kind of tasked our script writers to make sure that there is a soft integration there, being compliant with those co-op rules.
So what you're saying is it's something like if you're using co-op dollars from Lennox, you're going to need to mention Lennox somehow in the script. Is that right?
That is right. And every co-op opportunity has a little bit of different rules and regulations depending on that manufacturer. So we definitely can do diving on our end, but typically we get that from the company itself. They typically have what those those rules of engagement look like, just to make sure that when we're going down our production road, that we're being compliant along the way for a finished product. But we definitely encourage co-op, and we would white glove service that, meaning that anyone that ignites any type of co-op integration, we definitely can handle getting those invoices off to the appropriate contact with that manufacturer, as long as that information is just provided on the front end from the home service company. But we definitely white glove that for a lot of our clients, just to take that pressure off the owner himself, right? I feel over the years, I've seen so many owners get kind of lost in the business, sure, if you will, right? A lot of these people still work in the business, right? Like they are in the field, if you will. And I have seen so much co-op kind of go to the wayside and get wasted, right? Because they've missed deadlines. And that's typically the number one reason, is they're given this really tight deadline to submit monthly invoices to be able to get that 50% or 25% kickback opportunity. And if they miss it, they're firm, right? So that's something that we can definitely jump in the ring on, as long as we do have that information ahead of time, who that point of contact is. But we can get into an automated system where we just kind of white glove service those invoices right over to the manufacturer. So we can be there. We're there to be that safety net.
Oh my gosh. You guys make it easy. This is fantastic.
Absolutely. That's the goal.
Well, if I were a contractor, I would certainly want to do business with you guys. I mean, the targeting, the turnkey aspect of it, man, that's fantastic. So if our listeners wanted to connect with you for more information, what would the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so we actually have an allocated team for Service Nation over here at iHeart, and we have a very special email just for reach outs, and it's servicenation@iheartmedia.com.
Wow.
And that will go right to me and my team. So it'll be a direct line.
Can't get any easier than that. servicenation@iheartmedia.com.
That is correct.
Awesome. So before we go, one last question. What is your favorite pair of Converse sneakers?
Well, that's a really hard question, David. That's a really hard question, but I'm going to go with my classic whites. I am definitely into those white crisp sneakers, and so I typically have a fresh pair at least every summer.
Wow. So fresh pair. And these are the Chuck Taylors, right?
The Chuck Taylors, the shorts, the crisp white.
Yeah.
Call my boating shoes.
It's a classic. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for doing this. This was terrific. And I know our members are going to love this opportunity to work with you. So thank you so much for doing this with me.
Thank you, David. It was such a pleasure.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea, or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.